Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio Satiety, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 25 was a bad week for ATXDR, which lost nearly 4% to 6,730 points. AT and Ascent were never gained. But I have also good news. First place, the new subscription tool for the Vienna Stock Exchange gives private investors the opportunity to participate in the issuance of shares, bonds or certificates before the first trading day. Let's hear the audio track from a YouTube video, the link you will find in the show notes.
By using Vienna Stock Exchange's subscription tool, First Place, private investors can participate in the issuance of new securities. And a subscription is as simple as follows. A company goes public in order to finance growth and innovation. Private investors, Flora and Paul, gather information and find the company has attractive future prospects. They want to invest in the company. However, they don't want to wait until it's traded on the stock exchange. They would prefer to be part of the subscription process. The subscription period is the duration in which purchase orders can be placed within a given price range for newly issued shares. First Place, the Vienna Stock Exchange's subscription tool, makes it possible. Also for bonds and certificates. Flora and Paul can place a purchase offer via their online brokerage account during the subscription period, including the desired quantity of shares and the maximum purchase price they are willing to pay. All buy orders are entered in an order book. Many investors are interested in the company. Therefore, it is exciting to see how many shares Flora and Paul will actually be allocated by the order book manager and at what price. The shares are booked into the securities account at the issue price, without stock exchange fees. The company has now reached an important milestone. On the first trading day, the initial share price is set on the stock exchange. Investors' supply and demand determine the price performance. Flora and Paul can sell their shares on the stock exchange at any time. But as co-owners, they want to participate in the company's success in the long run. This means that if the company makes a profit, they can also benefit by receiving a dividend. Don't miss any new issuance of shares, bonds and certificates. Subscribe to the Vienna Stock Exchange newsletter now.
Without trading fees is a nice thing, and the connected trading members are Dadat, Erste Group Bank, Raiffeisen Bank International, Raiffeisen Landesbank Österreich, Shellhammer Capital Bank und Wiener Privatbank. News in week 25 came from Rosenbauer, CA Immo, Lenting, EPH, the first emittent in First Place, Strabag, Andritz, Immofinanz, Meyer-Mellenhof, OMV, Valneva, POR, POST, and FRTT. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 25. Monday, Rosenbauer, with the Garrus G10. Rosenbauer, world's leading manufacturer of systems for firefighting and disaster protection, is launching its lightest protective suit to date. Available in two versions, either for only forest fire operations or as a combined forest fire and rescue operation protective suit, Garrus G10TR variant. It combines minimal weight, well below 2 kg for jacket and trousers, and maximum freedom of movement with optimal wearing comfort. Thanks to the ergonomic cut and excellent ventilation, even long, physically demanding deployments in the sweltering summer heat are possible without tiring. Rosenbauer, weekly performance, -5.16%. CAMO, real estate company CAMO and its joint venture partner Mainzer Stadtwerk AG have sold the Rheinwiesen 3 residential plot, The sale of the approximately 3,500 square meter large site was made to a joint venture of BWL Wanball Gesellschaft and Mainzerv Oaks Bank AG. The property has building rights for around 8,000 square meters of floor space. The sale was concluded at a significant premium to the current book value. BNP Paribas Real Estate acted as advisor to CAMO and Statwerk Mainz AG. CAMO, weekly performance, -2.87%. Lenzing, the Lenzing Group, a world-leading provider of specialty fibers for the textile and non-woven industries, has taken another major step towards achieving a circular future together with the Swedish pulp producer Sudrow. The project will be supported by an EU subsidy of 10 million euros as part of the LIFE 2022 program to develop the recycling of textile waste on an industrial scale. Lenzing, weekly performance, -11.23%. F Group, the subscription period for F Group AG is 10% 7-year corporate bond for a total volume of up to 50 million euros starts today. Investors can expect monthly interest payouts for the first time on July 31, 2023. The bond's term to maturity is 7 years. The subscription period is expected to run until July 13, 2023. The net proceeds generated by the issuance of the bonds will be used to develop a diversified portfolio of high-yield hotels and resorts in the premium and luxury segments in Austria, Germany, and other top European destinations. Strabag, with the planned Strabag Circular Construction and Technology Center, C3, construction group Strabag wants to drive forward the development of a sustainable and resource-saving circular economy in the construction sector. The Strabag pilot project, which represents the company's entry into the systematic recycling of regional construction waste, urban mining, aims to set an example throughout the industry and across borders. The site, which is heavily contaminated from the former refinery, is currently undergoing extensive remediation. For Strabag, the Bremen C3 is only the first step. Location scouting is currently ongoing for additional sites to be built throughout Europe under the leadership of Strabag Umwelttechnik GmbH. The goal is an ambitious one. Following site remediation and construction, debris materials will be delivered to the new circular technology center to be separated and recycled as secondary raw materials down to the finest, high-quality particle sizes for use as equivalent substitutes for primary raw materials, e.g. in asphalt and concrete production. Strabag, weekly performance, -5.33%. Tuesday Andritz, Hungrana, a leading sugar producer based in Hungary and subsidiary of Austrian-based sugar, starch and fruit company Agrana, has recently invested in a tailor-made biomass boiler to support its operations. This investment is part of Hungrana's ongoing commitment to sustainability and reducing its environmental impact while increasing its production capacities. Andritz DEPDOO, a provider of complete power plant solutions and one of the leading European boiler manufacturers, was chosen for the design, production, delivery, associated civil works and erection of the boiler and all related equipment. Hungrana already operates several boilers using different biomass fuels. The new wood chips boiler from Andritz will further increase Hungrana's steam production capacity from renewable resources. Boiler production will start in June, with the start of construction work planned for September. Andritz, weekly performance, -5.12%. Imofinanz, with office space of approximately 75,000 sqm, recently reached full occupancy. With the full occupancy of its largest office location on the Wienerberg, Imofinanz is setting another milestone in the successful development of the innovative MyHive office concept. Sustainable, communicative work environments equipped with top technology define the new office standard. Companies adapt their strategies to these new requirements and specifically select our office solutions. Full occupancy at our largest location shows us that we optimally meet the needs of our tenants and their employees with our innovative MyHive offering. The next expansion stage is therefore about to be completed. With our new MyHive Urban Garden, we will also set new sustainability standards starting in September 2023, says Katrin Gojelsilida, Imofinanz Country Manager Austria and Adriatic. Imofinanz, weekly performance, -0.85%. Wednesday Meyer Mellenhof, the Meyer Mellenhof Group, MM expects for the 1st half of 2023 an operating profit in the range of 90 euros to 110 million after 285 million euros in the first half of 2022. This decline is mainly due to weak sales volumes in our division MM Board and Paper, the company explained. Meyer Mellenhof, weekly performance, minus 5.29%. Andritz International Technology Group Andritz has received an order from Green Panel Industries Limited to supply a pressurized refining system to its mill in Andhra Pradesh, India. The new system will process 100% eucalyptus to produce high-quality medium-density fiber board, MDF products. It will use proven Andritz technologies, a 20-inch plug screw feeder and an S1056M high consistency refiner, to achieve superior fiber quality at a very low electrical and thermal energy consumption. Andritz, weekly performance, minus 5.12%. OMV, Austrian-based oil, gas and chemicals group OMV announces the final investment decision taken by OMV Petrom, the largest integrated energy company in southeastern Europe. The Neptun Deep project will be co-developed with Romgaz, the largest producer and main supplier of natural gas in Romania, under OMV Petrom's operatorship. OMV Petrom and Romgaz will jointly invest up to 4 billion euros for the development phase of the project, set to bring on stream around 100 billion cubic meters of natural gas. First production is estimated for 2027 and production at the plateau will be approximately 140 kbo day, for almost 10 years. OMV, weekly performance, minus 6.29%. Thursday Valneva supervisory board members voted in favor of recommending to the shareholders to transition from the company's current two-tier governance model, which includes a supervisory board and a management board, to a one-tier model led by a board of directors, with CEO Thomas Lingelbach included as an executive member. The supervisory board's proposal also recommends the establishment of an executive committee to be comprised of, among others, the members of the current management board. This proposed change in Valneva's governance structure will be submitted to the vote of the company's shareholders at an extraordinary general meeting later this year. Valneva, weekly performance, 7.96%. Andritz International Technology Group Andritz will supply a new black liquor evaporation plant to the unbleached kraft pulp producer Hyogo Pulp Industries, Limited, Japan. It will replace the mill's two existing evaporation lines. The evaporation plant will evaporate water from the black liquor, a byproduct of the kraft process, so that it can be burned efficiently in the mill's recovery boiler. Andritz's technology will help us to eliminate existing bottlenecks in production, and it will support us in our recycling-oriented operations, said Naoki Aiko, representative executive director at Hyogo Pulp Industries. Andritz, weekly performance, minus 5.12%. Power, TenneT DSO GmbH, a leading European transmission system operator, has engaged Porsche Tunneling Division for the challenging task of establishing the SüdLink connection under the Elbe between Schleswig-Holstein and Lower Saxony. The contract is worth more than 250 million euros. The SüdLink project to construct a powerful direct current transmission line is vital to ensure a secure, stable power supply in the future. It will transport renewable power from wind farms in northern Germany to the south of the country and is a necessary step in the energy transition. The plans for the SüdLink project include a tunnel crossing under the Elbe River. Power, weekly performance, minus 5.90%. Friday Andritz International Technology Group Andritz has received an order from Sudoma Wood Panel to supply a pressurized refining system for its new fiberboard production line in Uttarakhand, India. Startup is scheduled for the first quarter in 2024. The pressurized refining system from Andritz will process 100% hardwood for producing high-quality medium-density fiber board, MDF. Andritz, weekly performance, minus 5.12%. Austrian Post, the new crypto stamp 5.0 from Austrian Post goes on sale. The motifs of the crypto stamp 5.0 can interact with each other for the first time and thus create completely new NFT motifs. Patricia Lieberman, head of philately, Österreich Post AG commented, with the issuance of the crypto stamp 5.0, we are holding at 999,999 pieces and are thus close to the million. Austrian Post's crypto stamp is a consistent project and responds to the volatile crypto market with stability and consistency. That's why we dare to be real crazy this year and remain a pioneer in the international market. The trust of the community proves that only the original combines safety and innovation. Österreichische Post, weekly performance, minus 0.77%. FACC, at this year's Paris Air Show, record orders were received from all international aircraft manufacturers. Orders were received for a total of around 1,300 new aircraft. 1,033 of them from Airbus and Boeing alone. Among the models most in demand are short and medium-haul aircraft, i.e. aircraft with a capacity of 150 to 220 passengers. Austrian-based aerospace supplier FACC benefits greatly from this development, as lightweight solutions from FACC are used by all aircraft manufacturers. Overall, FACC's order book grew by around €400 million as a result. FACC, weekly performance, minus 0.32%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Bye.